regular calendar before we take up communications. Let's check on the consent agenda. I believe we have, do we have one item that's being pulled from consent to regular, Rachel? Is that right?
Correct. 1429.
14 which?
1429.
1429 is going to regular. Any others? Okay. So then let's take 1419, please.
Request of Charles Bridge Crane Johnson to address council regarding Bridge Crane, the police contract, Enhanced COAB and CRC, DAPO solidarity with Standing Rock, and Stop Jordan Cove.
Good morning.
In abiding commissioners who remain incumbents and outgoing personnel, I noticed on the future agenda we'll be talking about whether some staff for departing personnel should be covered with a month of health insurance. And it's a holiday spirit. I'm in favor, even though it's being pulled from consent. So on my item, before we get to the messiness of going up to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, it seems that the people that we've expressed solidarity with, the Oseti Sacamon, the Sioux people in North Dakota, while they're experiencing some severe weather, the Army Corps of Engineers has, for now, taken their side until the country gets a new commander-in-chief who's invested, who's making Rick abolish the Energy Department Perry Secretary of Energy if we can't work with Mr. Merkley and Mr. Wyden to build a coalition to stop such insanity. Unfortunately, the insanity is not fully localized in Washington, D.C., in Trump Tower in New York. We have it here, too, when a very outspoken activist who's been arrested in this chamber many times talks about the city attorney, assistant city attorney, who used to work in the administration or alongside people working with President Aristide of Haiti, when he has a very verbal expression in federal court where the United States of America versus the city of Portland processes its settlement. We think that we need to tar everything with the racism brush when we know that a large number of our African-American neighbors, the black people, the people that we need to tell more often, black lives matter, are not very persuaded by the way we try and improve or say we're trying to improve our police department. There's a idea now that the hardworking volunteers that have stayed with the Community Oversight Advisory Board should be phased away. In that motion or suggestion to the court, there's some talk about not having them covered by Oregon public meeting laws. I think there's plus and minus to that. It's not that they're hopefully will become a secretive behind closed doors body, but that they'll be able to better interface with the public without being labeled public officials, because they're certainly not receiving $100,000+ a year like some people on the other side, all the people on the other side of this table. So, but we seem to be moving in the same direction as the Trump administration, away from vigorous, robust public debate and dropping names and labels on our enemies or people who are taking opposing positions.
Okay, thank
and
you.
I hope that we'll move away from that. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much.
I have 9 seconds left, actually. Okay. So I'll say it again.
You're counting up.
You're counting up, not down.
Black Lives Matter. I see my negative sign's gone.
Thank you very much. All right, thank you.